You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Jesse Weatherly, creative director and owner of Jort Consulting, a boutique marketing agency that provides unique marketing solutions to small businesses. Jesse, great to have you with us today on the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yes, nice to have you out, Jesse, and looking forward to hearing more about Jort Consulting. So, as we know, most people who are in business make a conscious decision to start their business. However, you call yours the accidental business. How does this happen? And just get into that from your experience, if you would.
Sure. So, I was I came from a long career of in the corporate sector, and I was home with my baby son, and I knew that I didn't want to go back to corporate life. So I wanted to use my brain and wanted to earn some money from home. So I started doing once-off jobs for people using crowdsourcing, which is a popular way of getting skilled work these days. But pretty quickly, I found that people kept coming back to me for other tasks. And eventually, after 2 years and another baby, I realized that I actually had a full marketing agency. And I thought, well, if I've got a marketing agency now, what do I do with it? And I found that, you know, there was a real gap in the market, which is why, you know, people were, you know, once they found me, were continuing to use our services. And I think the benefit for me in starting business that way was that I actually have, 3 years of market research of what small businesses need. So my business has been built around what small businesses have asked me to do, rather than saying, well, what do I want to offer to people? We've really built it around, what people have said their needs are. It was at that point, really, that I decided, well, okay, if we've got a marketing agency, what do we really want to do and what do we really want to achieve for people? And our view now is that no matter how big we get, we'll always work in the small business space, because coming from big business, there are so many tools that big businesses have access to that small businesses need and just don't know where to start or think that it's going to be really costly. They think if, you know, you've got a big business, a big budget, you can do some big business things at a small business. So our mission is to deliver big business marketing tools to small businesses in a way that's affordable and meaningful. So, you know, you want it to be affordable, obviously, because cash flow is an issue for most small businesses, but it has to be meaningful as well. You've got to have results. So everything that we do and the strategies that we work with clients is really about bang for buck and for getting as much value out of every piece of effort that you do. So, you know, we talk about, and I'll talk about, today, if we've got a chance, around strategies of where you can, get as much value out of any effort that you make. If you create something, how do you get it out of multiple streams so that you, you don't have to use a lot of effort to get some great results.
So in your experience, Jesse, what are the biggest challenges facing small businesses in the digital age?
Yeah, look, I think content creation is really the thing that sort of stumps a lot of people. We keep hearing, you know, content is king. You have to have a social media presence. You need a blog. But for a lot of people, what does that mean? You know, it's really hard for them to get their head around that. And if they're older or they just don't have the time to invest in maintaining those things, because they do seem, and they can be quite time consuming. But I think content reaches an audience that you wouldn't otherwise be able to interact with. And I think we're seeing consumers change in the way that they want to interact with businesses and the way that they want, to interact with brands and to be consumers. And if we don't change the way we do business, then you're going to fall behind. So, that's content and understanding what that is and how to apply it in their business is really, really challenging for people.
Also, for an established business that is doing well without these things, do they really need to focus on content creation or social media? What's your opinion on that?
Sure, that's a great question, but unfortunately, the answer is yes. So, there's a few reasons for this. I think, firstly, the competition's doing it. So, time and time again, we see situations where there's a business that might be the leader in their sector or in their community. And so they don't worry about investing in these things. They think, well, we're flat out. We've got lots of business, so I don't need a Facebook page. I don't need a blog. I don't need a website. And before they know it, a competitor comes in that does all those things and engages with people on a very different level. And suddenly, they're no longer the leader. So I think, to maintain your position within your sector, it's really important. And the other thing is because our future consumers expect it. So, if you have a business that does work with Generation Y or Generation Z, they've grown up in a digital age and they expect that they can interact with businesses digitally. They don't want to phone you. They want to write on your Facebook page. They want to interact with you in that way. And even if you don't currently service those people, in 5 years, 10 years' time, they're going to be older. And even if your product services older people, those people are going to come through. So, even if that current clientele doesn't demand it, your future clients do. The way we're doing business is changing and people want to have a conversation with you. They want to interact with you. They want to understand your values who you are as a brand and as a business and the people. That's really important to people. It's no longer just the service or the product that's important. People really do want to only deal with brands that they have aligned values with. And content is one of the best ways to really showcase to people what your values are and what your ethics are and how you operate as a business. So, that's why content is really valuable. Content's also really valuable from, an SEO perspective. People spend a lot of time and money on, Google AdWords and SEO and all these things that, are also just confusing. And those things have a place, but content actually helps fast track those things. So, that's one of the ways that we can actually, with very little effort less cost than things like AdWords and SEO services, that we can actually improve the organic search value of a website.
Fantastic information today. We are joined by Jesse Weatherly, Creative Director and owner of Jork Consulting, a boutique marketing agency that provides unique marketing solutions for small businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Jesse, what sort of content needs to be created?
Absolutely. I think, if we talk about this, where you're going to use that content. So, the most obvious ones and the ones that, you need to be making sure that you're putting content on is blogs. So an article on your website or an article on somebody else's website. If you do some guest blogging, social media pages and your email newsletter. So you need to have those three things. You need to have an outlet for writing articles. You need to have some sort of social media, and that will depend which social media streams you use will depend on your business. Sometimes you know, Facebook pages aren't appropriate for your business, but a LinkedIn page is. So there's always going to be a social media that's going to be suitable. And then you need to have an email, some sort of email marketing or email newsletter to clients or prospective clients. And so the sorts of things that are really valuable to people in those formats is videos. People love videos. They interact with them more, and they're the most widely viewed and shared. And videos are things that can be created really quickly and easily, particularly if you've got an iPhone. You know, you can do a quick video of your behind the scenes in your office that day. If you're having a theme day in your office, you can video it and put it on your social media. These are things that get people to understand what your values are. You might have a top tip for your clients for the day. Video it rather than writing it on Facebook or writing it on a blog. Video it. Video yourself at your desk from your computer sharing that tip or that information, because it's more engaging having it from video. You don't need something that's got, you know, really high cost and production costs. Sometimes something that's a bit raw is better, because clients can, you know, see you on a more personal level. Images, if you're going to do Facebook posts and other social media, Instagram posts, things like that, always use an image. So if you're going to have a quote for the day, you've got a motivational quote for your clients, stick it on an image, because it's far more engaging for people, and people are going to absorb that much better. Articles, so blogs and articles, offer free advice. Give people as much free advice and information as possible, because that increases credibility. I think oftentimes people like myself who are in some service type industries want to hold back that information, that it's, you know, intellectual property, and you know, you don't want to give stuff away for free. But I think giving away information for free really helps raise your credibility and that trust, so that clients are more likely to engage with you in the future and spend more with you in the future. So my advice with that is, you know, in blogs and articles, give away as much free information as possible, and tips and ideas. And the other part of content is you don't have to create it all yourself. So there is curated content, what we call curated content, and that is where you might find an article or a video or a podcast of something else, of somebody else's information, and you share that with your audience because you think it would add value to them. You know, not everything you have to start from scratch. If people are really worried about having to write, you know, lots of blog posts if they're not a writer, and creating images if they're not a graphics person. You know, you can share other people's information as well, and that helps mean that you are adding value to your clients, because you're giving them information that is of value to them, and it helps. It helps the volume that you have to create yourself. But all through this, the underlying thing with this is that you need to be adding value to your clients. You need to be giving them information and support through this content, and you need to show your personality. So have some fun with it, because you do want to really showcase your values and your personality so that people are more likely to engage with you in the future professionally.
Lastly, are there ways that businesses can simplify the management and creation of their content?
Absolutely. So I think the key thing is to make sure that you've got somebody that's responsible for it, whether that's someone in-house, if you've got a staff member, if you're, you know, work on your own, that, you know, you set some time aside every month to focus on it, or whether you outsource it, you know, to an agency or to, you know, to a contractor, but you have somebody that is responsible for making sure that this happens. Because, you know, sometimes we see people that might release 3 or 4 blog posts in 1 week, because, you know, they're quiet and they think, oh, we've got to write some blogs, and then you don't see anything for 6 months. You know, this does need to be, you know, a continual stream of content. So having somebody responsible for it is really important. The next is to have a content calendar. So can be a pretty simple spreadsheet that outlines each of the days of the week that you're going to post something on social media or the content that you're going to put into your email, and you outline exactly what you're going to say. And so, you know, a really simple way of doing that would be that, you know, Monday you release a motivational quote, Tuesday you promote your product, Wednesday you might promote your blog post, Thursday you might have some curated content, and you add in the link and everything, so you can really set it out and have some consistency through there, so you can see what it is that you're sharing with people. Make sure you create that content regularly. So, you know, there are tools to help you create it. And one of the ones that I use for creating images, because I'm not a graphic designer by any way, shape or form, but to be able to create nice Facebook posts and things like that, I use a company called Canva. And they are, most of it is free. So you can go on, and they've got great templates and things that you can create, really professional looking images and quotes and things like that for free, which is really helpful. And then you can also use tools, and there's lots of them around. I personally use Hootsuite, but there's lots and lots around that will allow you to preload all of your posts for social media so that they will automatically be sent out. So at the beginning of the month, this is what we do for ourselves and for clients. At the beginning of the month, we do the content calendar. We look at all the things that we're going to post. Everybody signs off on it that they're happy. And then we load it into Hootsuite to be scheduled to be released on certain days. And then it automatically happens. And that gives you peace of mind then that, you know, you could sit down, just spend one day a month, write all this stuff, put it all in, and then you know that all of this is covered for the rest of the month, so that you don't have to be worrying about it every day at 10 o'clock. Oh, I haven't put something on Facebook yet. It's all taken care of. And the final thing is really to repurpose the content where you have it. So where you have written a blog post, because you know that's time consuming, is to share it in as many platforms as you can. So put it on your website, put it in your monthly newsletter to your clients with a link back to your website, and then put it on your social media. So, you know, you've spent this time writing one blog post, but you've managed to use it in multiple areas. You know, then you've got a post on social media, you've got something fresh on your website, and you've got some interesting content for your newsletter. So, you know, wherever you create something, making sure that you're using it in every platform you can so that you get as much value out of that effort as possible.
Jesse, very, very informative, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Jort Consulting and how they could be in touch.
Sure. You can find us at www.jorkconsulting.com, and we can happy to help you or follow us on Facebook.
Jesse, once again, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Hopefully we can get you back on to speak more on this topic.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Jesse Weatherly, Creative Director and owner of Jort Consulting, a boutique marketing agency that provides unique marketing solutions to small businesses. And for more information and for contact, simply visit jortconsulting.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.